Good morning. I am so excited to be with you here this morning. Normally, I am out there in Bible Land as a part of Camp Rio with all the little people that I dearly love. And this morning, I get to be with all the big people. And so I'm excited to be a part of this five-part series, All Things for Good. I'm also grateful that in this third hour, our bilingual offering for children since February has taken off the ground, and excited for that opportunity in Spanish and English for our children to continue to learn about God. We are in this series, and my title this morning is Strong and Courageous. Would you pray with me, please? Father, we love you. We thank you and we praise you for your presence with us in this room today. Thank you for your promise to never leave or forsake us. And Lord, we just pray that the words that will be spoken today would be anointed by your Spirit, and that many hearts would be encouraged through your message. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. When the Israelites were preparing to enter the Promised Land, they faced the mighty Jordan River at flood stage. And beyond that, they faced the people who lived in the land who would need to be defeated. Moses, their leader of 40 years, had died, and they had mourned his death for 30 days until the customary period of mourning was over. Now, under Joshua's leadership, they're about to step out onto the Jordan by faith before the waters would be parted. But God had said this to Joshua: "Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I'm giving them. And I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set foot, you will be on land that I have given you, from the Negev wilderness in the south to the Lebanon mountains in the north, and from the Euphrates River in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west, including all the land of the Hittites. And no one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you. I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you." Verse 6 and 7, "Be strong and courageous." And finally, verse 9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God goes with you wherever you go." This is Joshua 1, 2 through 9. Joshua and the Israelites were facing the Promised Land, but their task came with so many unanswered questions. It would have been easy and natural just to turn away at the Jordan River, but the angel of the Lord appeared to Joshua to encourage him that strength and courage could be his by the power of God, and choosing to trust God and embrace these commandments were what would bless him. Three times in these passages, God repeats the same words of encouragement. In verse 6, "Be strong and courageous. Above all, be strong and very courageous," in verse 7. And then again in verse 9, these were the same words that Moses had said to Joshua in Deuteronomy 31, 7 to 8. But that was then. This is now. Then it was the future. But now it's reality. And Joshua is understandably fearful. I'm sure Joshua remembered Moses' courage dealing with Pharaoh, his determination as he led the Israelites out of Egypt, his unwavering faith at the Red Sea. Yes, Moses was dead, but God was alive. And he knew that Joshua needed words of comfort, encouragement, and affirmation. And he promised to provide a way out that would lead to victory. God had a big work for him to do, and he needed Joshua to be strong and courageous in order to be victorious. Now, I don't know the circumstances that you may be faced with this morning when you came into this auditorium. You may have brought with you lots of pain, brokenness, grief, or suffering. But I pray that you will leave today comforted, encouraged, affirmed, and with a greater sense of hope in your heart. In our lifetime, much like Joshua, we will be faced with many unknowns, and it's what I say to our children all the time. Boys and girls, it's not if it happens, it's when it happens. But what is known by us and what we can trust and count on is God's faithfulness. Through these verses that we just read, we see how they can also apply to us today. First, God reassures us of his provision in verse 3. I have given you every place where the sole of your foot treads. He affirms his provision of the land for them to inhabit, and he does the same for us by meeting our every need. We can count on him to be our strength and our rock and to supply us with everything that we need just at the right time. That is his right time. In Hebrew, the actual name for the God who provides is Jehovah Jireh. And in Hebrew, the name means the Lord, he will provide. Secondly, God reassures us of his promise. In verse 3, just as I promised Moses, the very same possession promised to Moses, he now gives to Joshua. He had no reason to be fearful. Moses was dead, but God, he was alive. All the promises and assurances God gave to Moses, he's repeating them now to Joshua. Our assurance of God's promises is anchored in the character of our faithful God, who manifests himself in unchangeable person and finished work of his Son, Jesus Christ. God's word is always trustworthy, and Jesus Christ is God's everlasting yes and amen. His word is true, and he does not change. Third, God reassures us with his protection that no one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, verse 5. Any new situations faced should cause them no alarm. No one could overpower them. And the promise was good for the rest of Joshua's life. God gave him a guarantee. And he does the same for us. And our guarantee is Jesus. He is our hope. He is our salvation. Jesus brings us hope that we no longer need to walk in death or in darkness. The hope that Jesus brings is the protection for our souls because of the cross, the resurrection, the empty tomb. He brings us life that gives us the promise of life eternal. And number 4, God reassures us with his presence. In verse 5, he says, I will be with you just as I was with Moses. I will never leave you. I will never, ever forsake you. Likewise, Jesus has sent his Holy Spirit to assure you of your salvation, of his perfect love, and his presence with you. You and I, we're never alone. Jesus is with us. He is with you. Philippians 2:13. What an incredible, powerful promise. Joshua had no intention of just moving past the death of his mentor. He grieved his loss, but he could move forward because his God was alive and his God was trustworthy. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and be courageous. In my own seasons of pain and in the midst of the unknown, the comfort that I have received from these verses have served to remind me that strength and courage are gentle commands from a very loving Father. And I can trust that he will provide what he has commanded. Secondly, his promise is to be with us wherever we go. We don't have to be afraid or dismayed. And lastly, we are not alone when we believe that prayers have gone unanswered or circumstances change and we find ourselves in a deep valley of grief, pain, and the unknown. The pain for each of us may look and feel very different, but it does not change the suffering that we experience. And only you know what you truly feel. Many can say, I know exactly how you feel, but they don't really know how you feel. There's a saying in Spanish that my grandfather used to say, No más el que carga el costal sabe realmente lo que queda o lo que trae adentro. Only the one who knows the weight of another's burden knows what that's like. For several years, I carried the burden of infertility and then the burden of suffering the loss of my husband. Psalms 127:3 says, children are a gift from the Lord and they are a reward from him. Then why? Why was it so easy for my sisters to become moms and my brother to become a dad? Didn't I deserve that blessing too? I didn't understand why after so much testing and so many procedures, including surgery, why wasn't God blessing us with one gift, even just one reward from him? First Samuel says, Hannah was in deep anguish, crying bitterly as she prayed to the Lord. And like Hannah, I also prayed for a son. For 10 years, Reuben and I prayed and we asked and we waited. And through the suffering of this burden, no one really knew how I felt, except God. Spending time with him and learning to trust him taught me that God does work things out for good, all in his timing. God does answer our prayers. The question is, are we willing to accept his plan for how he chooses to answer? Proverbs 19:21 says, you can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. His plan causes his purpose to prevail. God had a plan for Moses, and his plans had prevailed as he was the chosen one to lead the people out of captivity. Now, he had chosen Joshua, and Joshua needed to trust God's plan. Much of what I've learned in ministry, I've learned from my parents. My dad was a gospel minister. He actually was even a part of Oak Hills Church many years ago. Just before he died, he knew how much Ruvette and I wanted children. And in his hospital room that day, he asked me to open his Bible to Romans 8:26. This is a scripture that Ramin shared with you several weeks ago. And what my dad shared with me was how the Spirit, how it groans on our behalf when we just don't even have the words. And he reached over to the table by his bed for this sweet lion. And he gave it to me with these words. Mija, here's a little bit of courage. So be strong and courageous. I do believe that in that moment, he was my Moses. I was his Joshua, and the baton had been passed. He was providing words of comfort and encouragement to trust God's plan. So Reuben and I, we laid our requests for children at the foot of a cross one Sunday morning when Max was preaching a message on trusting God's will. And we left our request there with a commitment to trust God's answer because we knew that God was much more sovereign than we could ever be. So we prayed and we waited expectantly. And then in 2001, the call came. Now, for many couples, that call might could come through an adoption agency or foster care or another entity, but for us, it came in the form of Sharon Wilson, who was serving as the children's minister at that time, asking, would I come and consider the role of associate children's minister to serve this church, its children, and its families? And I was elated. I had no idea. Ruven and I had no idea how God was about to bless us. And well, now you know the rest of the story. It's been 23 years. And when asked, do you have children? Our answer has been, we never had children. God gave them to us. He gave me not just one, but many sons and daughters. Your children became our kids, my kids. And God filled that empty space in our heart. He just chose to do it in a very different way. And through the years, Ruven and I became not just spiritual parents, but parents. We found ourselves at every game, at every orchestra concert, at every quinceañera, at every graduation. And we were even there when maybe they got themselves into trouble. We have blessed children. And let me just say, it is a high honor for me as your children's minister to speak words of blessing over your children. We have baptized them, officiated weddings, and sadly, we have even buried our kids. God gave Ruven and I children to love and to lead, not just here in Bible Land, but through amistad and short-term missions, children in Mexico, children in Guatemala, in Honduras, El Salvador, Brazil, Colombia, the Rio Grande Valley, Westside Fellowship, and the Christian Hope Resource Center. We have children here in San Antonio, all over this city that we dearly love. On Mother's Day this year, I received this message from a dear friend and teammate, Angela Burgess, who has walked the same journey as I. And she said, Feliz Dia de la Madre, Selma. Happy Mother's Day, Selma. And then she quoted this scripture from Isaiah 54:1. Sing, barren woman, you who never bore a child, burst into song, shout for joy, you who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord. I had never read this scripture the way I did that day. This scripture offers hope for those through challenging and barren seasons. It encourages us to look beyond our current circumstances and the unknown, anticipating a future filled with God's blessings, blessings that really and truly only He can give. Ruven and I were faced with the unknown, but God chose us. And He reassured us of His provision. He put us in the midst of a growing and thriving children's ministry. And He reassured us of His promise because He is trustworthy. We've been able to reproduce ourselves through the discipling of the next generation so they too can grow and testify to the glory of God. And we can say that we have no greater joy than to know that our children are walking in the truth. He reassured us with His protection and His presence as we have loved and taught children all over the world about the God who knows them by name. And it wasn't until a few years back that I understood how my journey could bless someone else. A young woman came to meet with me. She and her husband were contemplating divorce because of infertility. Through her tears, I knew her pain. And as we talked, I asked if she was willing to lay her petition before the Lord and accept His answer, however He chose to give her the desires of her heart. She said yes, we prayed, and as she got up to leave, I gave her a small lion that has Joshua 1:9. Be strong and courageous. On May 3rd, 2022, I received this email from her. I think of our conversation often and feel so blessed that God orchestrated our meeting. Thank you so much for your kind words. I could not have imagined then that I would be where I am now, a children's ministry director at a large church in Austin. And I'm so grateful for the ministry that God has called me to lead and for the children and families that He has blessed me to love and serve. You continue to inspire me. Happy Mother's Day, Selma. Jen. I don't know of many churches that hire a children's minister who has never experienced parenthood. But I do now know of two in the state of Texas, right here and in Austin, that have given us the opportunity and we have been blessed beyond words. Trusting God's plan, it's impossible to come up with strength and courage on our own, but God's indwelling presence empowers us to be strong and courageous no matter what we face. God didn't promise that we would not have hard things, but He did promise that He would never leave or forsake us. We are living in the lower story. He is writing the upper story. We can't see it, but He does. And it's in that story that He redeems our pain and He redeems our suffering. Philippians 4, 11 through 14. This is Paul. He's writing from Roman imprisonment. I have learned to be content in whatever circumstance I am. I know how to get along with humble means. I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have been well, to share with me in my affliction. I believe the heart and wisdom behind these verses is understanding that contentment does not come from our circumstances, but through an understanding of what it means to live a life strong and courageous, deeply rooted in Christ. The secret Paul learned in verse 12, in chapter 12, verse 4, requires a shift in focus, and it requires us to turn from looking at those parts of our lives that we wish we could change and focus on a loving Heavenly Father who brings and allows all things into our lives for our good. Romans 8:28. We know that in all things, not some things, but in all things, God works for good those who love Him and who are called according to His purpose. Over the course of the last 4 years, I've had to change and realign my focus to begin moving in strength and courage towards a life without my sweet husband of 36 years. I was his tesoro. He was my amor. And on October of 2020, in the midst of COVID, Ruben would suffer a heart attack. And a few days before he passed, I found myself in ER. My heart rate was off the chart. They ran every test. And the ER doctor came back and he said, we can't find anything. There must be something else. What is happening? And when I shared my circumstance, he said this, Mrs. Rivas, I believe that what you're suffering from is a broken heart. Your heart is breaking for what is about to possibly happen. And then I remembered Psalms 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. Mine was crushing. And at 4:30 the morning of December 2nd, I received a call telling me to get to the hospital immediately because I had not been able to stay there with him. I remember running through ER and the nurses saying when I got to the room, he's waiting for you. I remember getting up close and I took his face in my hands And I said, Amor, aquí estoy. I'm here. And the same God that you are going to see is the one who will be right here taking care of me. Fuerte, valiente, strong, and courageous, Reuben. At 5:25, he crossed the finish line in victory. And while my heart was broken, I was grateful for the relief that God gave him as an answer to prayer and his victory. My family doctor had said that in the second year of his passing was when I would truly grieve his absence. And the third year would be a realization of saying goodbye to the life that we shared together. 36 wonderful years of love, laughter, tears, ministry, and life. And today, June 23rd, would have been our 40th wedding anniversary. Only God knew that I would be standing here today. There is not one place in this building that does not remind me of him. His second grade Bible classroom, walking in here, remembering him behind either camera one, two, or three. Everything Reuben and I did, we did together. And the room could be full of people, but as long as I could see him at the back of the room, in my heart, I knew that he was holding me up with his presence. Be strong and courageous. In my office is a picture of this lion, and it has the scripture of Joshua 1:9. Be strong and courageous, and do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That does not mean that we will not feel the wrench of pain. It does mean that God will walk with us through it. He waits for us to invite him in to carry the load, and through the struggles, we taste the suffering that Jesus endured. It is then that his life can be seen in us. On the day of Reuben's funeral, we were in this room, and his casket was right here. I stood in this front row as we sang Goodness of God, because our God is good. And he is faithful, even in the midst of changing circumstances. But my family doctor was right. In the second year, I would grieve his absence. And when Goodness of God was sang in here, I couldn't stay in here. It was too hard. And I kept telling myself, I've got to get past this. I've got to be able to push through. So I did what any good children's minister does. I taught the song to your children, my kids. And on November 6th, on the very day that Travis and Max would announce to this congregation that we were debt-free, my kids and I were invited to come and be a part of the worship that morning. And this is the song that they led. He is good, and he is faithful. He redeems our pain. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 says, we do not grieve as those with no hope. Jesus is our hope for living. He is our hope in dying. He is our hope, period. Through Christ, we are children of the Father, and through the same Savior, it is possible to find strength and courage and hope in suffering. We can't change our circumstances, but we can change our focus. Joshua could stay strong and courageous because he could trust God's provision, his promise, his protection, his presence to never leave or forsake him. And you too can have this same promise, the same hope, because our God, he's alive. And he is enough. And through Jesus, he promises to give us the same victory. Amen? Let's pray. Father, thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness to redeem our pain. May we stay strong and courageous on the journey, no matter the circumstance. Thank you for your promise to never leave or forsake us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And all the church said, amen. God bless you.